The reading for today. I'm sharing from the reading for today, and I'm going to go to Psalm 9 and verse 9. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. It's talking about trusting in the Lord. And if we tie that into the reading, the Old Testament reading for the day, golly, this is so nice just to be able to turn one page instead of have to race clear at the other end of the Bible. Abraham said, as he was taking Isaac up on the mountain to sacrifice him, he said to his friends at the bottom of the mountain, he said, "The boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come back." Whoa! Do I know a man that trusts in the Lord? He's taking his son up to the mountain to sacrifice him. But he says to his friends, not "I will come back," but "we will come back." Then in verse 8 it says, "God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son, as the son, as Isaac asks and says, what are we going to use for the offering?" And he says, "God will provide a sheep." And then as God doesn't provide the sheep, and as it looks like it's time for Abraham to do the job, he ties his boy to the altar and it has his hands raised, and God says, "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Wow. But he believed from the beginning. And how that beautifully ties in with the psalm, "The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed." Abraham was oppressed, I bet. Oppressed, depressed, discouraged. When God says, "Bring that son up for sacrifice," right? A refuge in times of trouble. And I think of the disaster of the tsunami. And then I think of the secret things that are happening, the joys that are happening to those who have trusted in the Lord, and he is meeting them in very special, special ways. We think we need everything around us, and I grieve for those folks, but I know that God is meeting them in very special ways and giving refuge and comfort to many of them. So that brings us to the verse that we're going to start the service with. Let's all stand, because we know God can do marvelous things. And what we're supposed to do when he does marvelous things is share it with others. So let's say this together. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. We have the keys of the kingdom. We know that God is good. He loves us. He wants to take care of us. And we're going to praise him with our whole heart this morning.